for pardon?
What kind of sadhana should one follow for a spiritual place?
What Sri Krishna says is, you can start with either quest philosophically. Even when you have spiritual quest, your starting point can be philosophical. Or you expand your capacities of experience. That is the real method of Jnana Yoga. Philosophical study, there is one part of Jnana Yoga, and expansion of your capacities, psychological capacities. When you can begin to see Shrotrasya Shrotram, what is behind your ears, there is a Shrotra, there is a capacity to hear, which is not this physical hearing. So when you begin to develop the faculties of hearing, when you begin to the faculties of seeing, not the physical sight, but there is a sight behind the sight. The ordinary experience of it is in dreams. Your eyes are closed and yet you see in your dreams, so there is some other eye than the eyes with which you are accustomed. So develop that faculty, which you can see, which you can use in dream experience. Even in your awaking experience, you can have that kind of perception. So develop these psychological faculties in you until you develop what is called the power of revelation, power of discrimination, power of inspiration, the power of intuition, and power of becoming as vast as possible, to become as universal as possible, to be able to sympathize with everybody directly. These are the capacities which are called psychological capacities. Expand them, develop them. This is the path of jnana. If you are accustomed to this path, if that path suits you, you take this path.
What about the path of bhakti?
Also, but you cannot have parabhakti or vyabhicharini bhakti unless you include also the process of knowledge in that bhakti movement. In the pure bhakti movement, methods are prayer, asking from the divine what you really want. Instead of asking here and there and everywhere, you just turn to the divine and say, I will only ask you to give me what I need. Now your need may be because you really need something, but there is a physical want. You need something because you are sick, you are ill, you want to be cured. You are miserable psychologically, then you demand from the divine. All these are accepted by the Supreme Divine as a part of Bhakti Yoga. But more than that, you relate yourself with the divine, even without all these demands. So prayer is one. Then you worship of the divine, adoration of the divine, loving of the divine. That is also part of Bhakti Yoga. It is that which leads you to this pure bhakti, avyabhicharini bhakti. By the time you do this, some knowledge will also expand in you. So jnana and bhakti will become united. And when you become more and more devoted to the divine, you begin to perceive the divine everywhere. That is the result of jnana, perceiving the divine everywhere. Perceiving the divine everywhere, you find the divine is in all actions also. All actions are in the divine. And if you are a bhakta of the divine, how can you be away from the divine in bhakti? You will also pursue the actions. So your motivation of action is greatly strengthened by bhakti. So by the time you become even great bhakta, you also become great karma yogi. So this is one way of approach. But you may start also with karma yoga.
How about mantra japa?
It is a part of bhakti. Part of it. It is also regarded as a separate kind of movement, because even without bhakti you can have japa. You just say, take a word and you go on repeating. And mere word has got an effect upon your psychological consciousness, and your powers begin to develop. So mantra jap is also not necessarily connected with bhakti, But it's also connected with Jnana Yoga.
Remembering with love.
That will be much better. It will be much better.
Trying to remember the Almighty all the time.
Yes, that is much better. It's a part of Bhakti Yoga. You can have mantra japa even without bhakti, then it's a part of Jnana Yoga. You can have mantra japa with bhakti, that is part of Bhakti Yoga. Both are perfectly possible and recommended depending upon what is your immediate need and your capacity.
The need to just to know the divine. That
if you want to know the divine, mantra is also starting point, is a good one. It takes a long time. It's a very long process. If you really want to know the divine with all your might and with all your vigor, utsaha, then Jnana Yoga is much better.
Can both be combined?
You can combine both. You can combine all, in fact. Even Bhakti Yoga you can start. You can have Karma Yoga also. Either you can start on a chariot which has three wheels at the same time, or you can start with a cycle in which there are only two wheels, or unicycle in which there is only one wheel. All of them are possible. But Sri Krishna recommends all the three wheels. That is his final recommendation, that you start with all the three wheels and you move powerfully on the three wheels. But you can begin with any one of them and then gradually combine all the others. That also you can do. All right.